Chapter 16. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, the king of Israel, came up against Judah, and began to build Ramah, so as not to allow anyone to go out or come in to Asa, the king of Judah. Asa now brought out silver and gold from the treasures of Jehovah's house and the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, who was dwelling at Damascus, saying, "There is a covenant between me and you, and between my father and your father. Here I do send you silver and gold. Go, break your covenant with Baasha, the king of Israel, that he may withdraw from me." So Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the chiefs of the military forces that were his against the cities of Israel, so that they struck Ijon and Dan and Abel-Maim, and all the storage places of the cities of Naphtali. And it came about that as soon as Baasha heard of it, he immediately quit building Ramah and stopped his work. As for Asa the king, he took all Judah, and they proceeded to carry away the stones of Ramah and its timbers with which Baasha had built, and he began to build with them Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa the king of Judah, and then said to him, "Because you leaned upon the king of Syria, and did not lean upon Jehovah your God, for that reason the military force of the king of Syria has escaped out of your hand. Did not the Ethiopians and the Libyans themselves happen to be a very great military force in multitude, in chariots and in horsemen? And because of your leaning upon Jehovah, did he not give them into your hand? For as regards Jehovah, his eyes are roving about through all the earth, to show his strength in behalf of those whose heart is complete toward him. You have acted foolishly respecting this, for from now on there will exist wars against you." However, Asa became offended at the seer, and put him in the house of the stocks, because he was in a rage at him over this. And Asa began to crush some others of the people at that same time. And look, the affairs of Asa, the first and the last, there they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and of Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, developed an ailment in his feet until he was very sick. And even in his sickness he searched not for Jehovah, but for the healers. Finally, Asa lay down with his forefathers and died in the 41st year of his reigning. So they buried him in his grand burial place that he had excavated for himself in the city of David. And they laid him in the bed that had been filled with balsam oil, and different sorts of ointment mixed in an ointment of special make. Further, they made an extraordinarily great funeral burning for him.